And if all school owners did this at the same time, trust me, they would back down. Because at the end of the day, the CDC is not the law. Okay, let me say that again. The CDC is not the law. These are guidelines. It's your choice to follow the guidelines or not. We live in a bizarre world, and I'm like the one of the only school owners that's willing to fight for our kids, and that I don't comprehend. I wish other school owners would say, stop, time out, parents. Look at the data. Are you sure you want to give your child this? I'm telling you this because I care about you. I care about your child. Do you want to risk your child not waking up in 3 days? Hold me close, keep me near, hear me while I'm praying. Oh, save me now, save me now.
Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.tv and SGTReport.com here. I want to provide a little bit of an update about that Washington Post reporter who showed up on my doorstep, literally on my front porch, on Father's Day at 5 p.m. on a Sunday. One of the weirdest things I've ever experienced, funded by one of the world's richest men. I think that's probably the strangest part of that story. More on that in a second. Then I'm going to introduce you to a real American hero. But first, just a quick word about our sponsor. Diversifying your investments is a lot like building a sports team. Each asset plays a different role. You have offensive players, assets that make gains and pay dividends, but equally important is your defensive line, assets that will protect the value of your investment. There's a 5,000-year-old asset that's seen just about every world crisis that ever was and thrived anyway. That's gold and precious metals, the oldest hedge against inflation and disaster, and your stability insurance. Put it into an IRA, and you even defer the tax on all of the gains until you retire, so you get compound growth on all of it. That can add extra thousands of dollars to your funds over the years. Take out an IRA with Noble Gold this month, and along with their first-class service, they'll gift you a 1/10-ounce gold bullion American Eagle coin. To find out more, go to their website, noblegoldinvestments.com, or call 877-646-5347. Again, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Bitcoin recently sank below $40,000, and the world is celebrating because the most successful investors buy when everyone else is selling, and they sell when everyone else is buying. But crypto is a risky investment. Its potential for loss is just as great as its potential for gains. That's why when you invest, you need to have peace of mind that you're investing through a secure platform that has your back so you can concentrate on the investing. My Digital Money is a crypto IRA platform that provides you that and more. They offer an unparalleled military-grade cold storage for your crypto using ex-military bunkers. Your cryptos are in very good hands. They also offer some of the most comprehensive insurance. And because this was created by Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, MDM offers the same U.S.-based company client service. You can call them right now and get an actual person to help you with any issue or answer any of your questions. MDM will help you open and maintain your crypto IRA. So go to their website now and check it out, mydigitalmoney.com. Friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for your continued support. I want to welcome to the show Layla Centner. She is the CEO of Centner Academy in Miami, Florida, and a really courageous woman who has earned my respect. Layla, welcome.
Hi, Sean. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. It's kind of clumsy, I guess, to mention that Washington Post reporter coming to my home where I live, far, far away from Washington, D.C. on Father's Day. But I mention that because the more I've thought about it, and by the way, my wife is pretty angry about it, the man walks onto my porch. I was just completing an interview with Christopher James at the time. My wife answers the door, greets this guy, finds out who he is, and he says to her, "Looks like you're living the good life," making some judgment about the house we built in 2003 when my first YouTube video wasn't even posted until 2009. What nerve! The man is funded by the world's richest man, Jeff Bezos, who bought Washington Post. Now, I bring all that up, Layla, because I know you are also suffering the slings and arrows of the mainstream media because you have never forced masks on your students at Centner Academy, and you're encouraging your teachers not to get the experimental biological weapon masquerading as the vaccine, correct?
That's correct. That's exactly correct. I mean, we had a whole global media frenzy because I did what the other schools would not do. And I basically said, hey, everybody, let's take a time out. Let's pause, because we're getting, there are a lot of claims and reports out there by people that have been not vaccinated, but impacted by being around people that are vaccinated. Even claims of kids, for example, a 20-month-old baby that started bleeding from her vagina. This came directly from a pediatrician friend of mine who has told me he's been seeing the craziest things that he's ever seen in the last 40 years. Babies getting aided. So I got very concerned for our kids at school. And because this is an experimental shot and we are still in the trial phase and we don't know what we don't know, I asked everybody to take a timeout and not to get the shot until more is figured out. And the media just went on a rampage. Obviously, we know when you don't follow their propaganda or their narrative, that's what they do. They try and go on the attack.
Yes, they do. And we've seen this sort of behavior before. I've been the victim of it in the past, mentioned in some hit pieces by Media Matters for America, which resulted in the termination of both of my YouTube channels without cause or warning on October 15th. And then a week later, another hit piece by that same political organization, resulting in the termination of my Patreon page. Now, how has this affected your business, your Centner Academy? Are parents supportive? I would imagine they are.
I have, fortunately, the majority of my parents are supportive, but I have lost some parents who were very upset about my mask, from September to December. Let me rewind a little bit. When we reopened school in September, I decided that I was going to allow mask exemptions and not force kids to wear masks at school. I allowed it to be the parents' choice based on how their child was doing in a mask or not wearing a mask. And this actually upset a lot of parents. I had maybe 14 parents pull their kids out of school because they thought that I was putting their kids in jeopardy by having these kids walk around school without a mask. And so be it. You know, we let them out. But between January and April, we had gained over 30 new kids because they wanted to pull their kids out of schools where they were forcing their kids to wear a mask and they weren't happy with it. Now, with the math, with the vaccine or the shot situation, I lost some wonderful kids that it's really unfair to them because A, they love our school. They're happy at our school. Our school is all focused on the happiness and the well-being of kids. And their parents were so upset. I feel like they almost felt like I insulted them because they got the shot and it had nothing to do with them. I was really, really just taking precautionary measures because we didn't know how a teacher getting a shot could potentially impact the kids in the class. There's just not enough information to know that. And so this did upset some parents. And, you know, I had a couple of kids come up to me crying, begging me to speak to their parents because they didn't want to be pulled out of the school. And they love the school and they love their friends. And now they're going to have to go to a completely different school. So that part of it does sadden me. We have, because of the media attention, have been giving tours and meeting new parents that are signing up for next year that are a lot more in alignment. And they've been really, really amazing parents. So I think the way this is going to flesh out is we've, you know, lost some amazing kids, but we're going to bring it. We have been bringing in some amazing families that are in alignment, and I don't really need to convince them why being careful, especially since this virus has a 99.74% overall survival rate. And for kids, it's 99.99%, that we don't need to run out there and creating potential issues for our community when there's too many unknowns around this shot. You know, our school is very much focused on mindfulness. We meditate every day. We're focused on not being in fear. and anxiety. We're focused on being in a calm and peaceful state. You know, our school is all organic. We eat gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free food. So it's really, we try and take a holistic approach to education. And I feel like the parents that are more in alignment with that are the ones that are happy and that are staying. And the ones that aren't in alignment with that are the ones that are, this was just the icing on the cake. And they're like, okay, we're out of here. And so the chips are falling the way they need to fall.
Yeah. Well, thank God that there's people out there like you that are actually giving parents a choice. And, you know, the public schools, you know, I should just quote you right before I hit record. You said something, I think, spot on. You said the CDC is giving schools permission to bully and torment our children with their crazy COVID rules. And I think that's absolutely spot on. I mean, the CDC, by the way, I believe is a private corporation. How did they get so powerful? How did they get to mandate how we live our lives and what our kids need to wear on their faces every time they walk into a school?
Well, it's pretty easy, actually. I look at them as pretty much bought by pharma. In addition, the teacher unions are the ones that pretty much dictated what needs to be done for the teachers to feel safe coming back to school. And it's just really nonsense, because if you ask most teachers, any teacher that has a critical thinking brain in their head does not want to be talking for 7 hours a day in a mask. Even my teachers were having headaches and issues. So the CDC is not an organization that cares about our kids. They're not an organization that is looking after their well-being. If they were, they would do a total risk analysis and they would see that, you know what, these kids have a 99.99% survival rate. Is it fair to put them in a mask for 7 hours a day where they could be having bacterial pneumonia, lung issues, headaches, dizziness, nauseousness? These are things that I was seeing firsthand. I mean, headaches was a big one that I would see with kids that chose to wear masks. Dizziness is also a big one. If you look at the risks and you compare the benefits, especially when there hasn't been any science or any evidence to justify that wearing a mask for a child 7 hours a day even works, it just, common sense tells you, let these kids be kids. And the procedures and the rules that the CDC has in place, there aren't for anyone other than what the teachers union demanded of them. And that's just not fair. More parents, more schools need to stand up to the CDC and say, we will not do this. We will not blindly follow these orders because it's not right for kids. And that's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to help empower parents to stand up for their kids. I actually have a pretty great PowerPoint presentation that Stand for Health Freedom helped me put together. If you send your listeners to my Instagram page, Layla at Layla Settner, you have to spell it all out. LeilaCentner. After this call, I'll just post another little message that shows them where to go get that PowerPoint again, because it's on my Telegram page. But the PowerPoint presentation has all sorts of resources and information on how to fight back. And it's got data and videos that show basically the masks don't work. So it's so that they can go and gather other parents and information and go to the school board meetings and basically, present to the school board a very empowered, impassioned plea to stop kids, to stop the mask mandates for next year. There are schools all over the country that are still forcing these masks on kids. I mean, even here in Florida, where our governor said kids should not be in masks until the last day of school, there were schools that were still forcing kids to be in masks. And these are even very expensive, high-end private schools. The only way to stop this is if parents take back their power and they say, no, we're not doing it. And if their schools don't stop, they pull their kids out of school, homeschool, form a micro school, form a pod with other parents, do whatever you can to protect your kids, because the emotional torment, the emotional beatdown of what is happening to our children is a very big deal. And there's irreversible damage that is being done to kids. I'm seeing it firsthand. And I'm here to plead to other parents to stop, to help stop this madness. I'm pleading to other school owners to be brave and be bold and not allow, you know, your school to have these rules that are hurting our children. Stand up for these kids. If you own a school, you own a school because you love kids. You need to do what's right for them. And if all school owners did this at the same time, trust me, they would back down. Because at the end of the day, the CDC is not the law. Okay, let me say that again. The CDC is not the law. These are guidelines. It's your choice to follow the guidelines or not.
100%. Spot on. Well, the other thing that occurs to me while you're speaking is that, and I want to show you a couple things. I want to do a news roundup, then we'll play a bit of that. It wasn't really a hit piece necessarily by CBS Local 4 down there in Florida, but it featured you because, you know, you were suggesting that maybe teachers ought not get the vaccine. I couldn't agree more. It makes me wonder why so many people are now not only lining up to take this experimental vaccine, they're getting it for their kids. And sadly, we just heard yesterday that a 13-year-old boy who took the shot has now died within, I believe, 3 days of taking the experimental biological mRNA vaccine. And the autopsy shows that he had fluid on his heart. I believe he also had an enlarged heart. Now, this boy is gone. He'll never fall in love. He'll never marry. He'll never have children of his own. And it's extremely, extremely sad. Let me do a screen share here. News Roundup, CDC data shows over 25,000 unexplainable deaths during COVID vaccine push. Moderna and Pfizer are developing COVID booster shots. This is never going to stop, folks, if you continue to acquiesce and give up your human rights and take these experimental jabs. It's never going to end. Pfizer and Moderna jabs cause heart inflammation in some young men, and the CDC had an emergency meeting to discuss the reports of myocarditis in young people after these vaccines. The list goes on and on and on, and this comes from our friends over there at futuredanger.com, a fine website supported by my webmaster. A shout out to you, Eric. You're a good man. All right, now here's the problem. You ready for this? Layla, remember when I said a Washington Post reporter showed up on my doorstep at 5 p.m. in the afternoon on Father's Day, having traveled from Washington, D.C. and funded by Jeff Bezos, one of the world's richest men? Well, get this. This is a clip from Utopia, which my understanding is was produced by Amazon Prime, Jeff Bezos. And listen to this. I think this is fascinating.
And we have taken that virus and embedded it in the vaccine of the Sturge flu.
I knew it.
I knew it.
It created a panic, and now everybody's begging for the vaccine.
No, 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 demanding it.
Yes. And now we have exactly what we want. Hundreds of millions of Americans lining up, offering us their arms, and letting us give them our creation.
I'm pretty sure when every vaccinated person starts dying, they'll trace it back to undetectable virus or not.
You've all been very busy. You're all very sharp. Are you sure none of you would like to come and work for me?
I'll pause it there. I'll play that clip from CBS4 in a second. But your reaction to that, one of the world's richest men, I think, behind the production of that Utopia, and starring John Cusack, who couldn't be more vocal about despising conservatives and Donald Trump specifically.
I've seen that clip before, and it's just, I get goosebumps every time I watch it. Actually, I don't know. Have you seen Handmaid's Tale?
No, I'm familiar with that show, but I've never sat actually through an entire episode.
Yeah, I started watching it. I had to stop watching it because it just really, like, it was so eerie. I mean, there's even a clip in the beginning where it talks about the fertility rate had dropped, you know, 2025. It was down to, like, the lowest number ever. And they basically kidnap women, the ones that are fertile, to have babies for all these wealthy, infertile people. And it's just the weirdest film. It really is. I mean, it just makes me wonder, you know?
Hey guys, just a quick break. Gold and silver have stood the test of time. They give stability in times like these. Start an IRA this month with Noble Gold, and along with their first-class service, they're going to gift you a 1/10 ounce gold bullion American Eagle coin. And you'll have peace of mind that you've made the right choice, as well as growing thousands of extra tax-deferred dollars in your fund over the years, safely and steadily. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Bitcoin recently sank below $40,000, and the world is celebrating because the most successful investors buy when everyone else is selling, and they sell when everyone else is buying. But crypto is a risky investment. Its potential for loss is just as great as its potential for gains. That's why when you invest, you need to have peace of mind that you're investing through a secure platform that has your back so you can concentrate on the investing. My Digital Money is a crypto IRA platform that provides you that and more. They offer an unparalleled military-grade cold storage for your crypto using ex-military bunkers. Your cryptos are in very good hands. They also offer some of the most comprehensive insurance. And because this was created by Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, MDM offers the same U.S.-based company client service. You can call them right now and get an actual person to help you with any issue or answer any of your questions. MDM will help you open and maintain your crypto IRA. So go to their website now and check it out, mydigitalmoney.com.
I mean, it just makes me wonder, you know?
Well, it's predictive programming, I think. And sadly, you know, they address what they're going to do before they do it. And it's very troubling because, and I'll show you something else here in a second on YouTube, you can see the propaganda every single day. And you experienced the propaganda in that CBS Local 4 piece they did on you. I'll do another screen share here. I think this is important, guys, and maybe I'll pause this partway through to make a comment.
CEO of Centner Academy, Layla Centner, spoke Tuesday about her school's controversial new policy trying to keep teachers and staff from getting life-saving COVID vaccinations.
Life-saving COVID vaccinations. I don't know that we need to play any more than that, although I do want to show you guys this on YouTube today in my feed. Experts address COVID-19 vaccine. Four things you need to know about COVID-19 vaccines for kids. World Health Organization's science in five on COVID-19 vaccines and pregnancy. Trusted voices on COVID-19 vaccine and vaccine acceptance. This is a Reverend somebody or other. Who is this? Reverend Walter Kim. The propaganda is so hot and heavy. I can't even believe it, Layla. I mean, I shouldn't be shocked, but it really is shocking. These things are experimental, but the mainstream media does not want to say anything other than they're safe and effective.
Well, I don't know if you saw the article on me from Miami Herald, which was four pages long, and the header was Insane and Dangerous. And it basically said in there something to the effect of, that I'm not allowing people to get this FDA approved drug. And I'm like, what part of this is FDA approved? It's baffling to me that they, you know, they're just attacking me, calling me names when this is brand new technology that has been rushed to the market. Or is it insane to take your 12-year-old who has a 99.99% survival rate and subject them to this trial for pharmaceutical companies who have paid billions of dollars in marketing fraud? They are trusting these companies with their child's life. And then they're doing it by saying, I'm doing it to protect my mom who's 80 years old. Well, you have no idea what's going to happen to your child in 1 year, 5 days, 3 years, 5 years. You have no idea. Your child, you could have potentially done XYZ to. I mean, you just mentioned the 13-year-old boy that died 3 days later. I mean, I saw one last week of an 18-year-old boy that had a blood clot, a beautiful basketball player that's completely, his life is completely changed. I mean, there have been cases and cases of these young, healthy teenagers that are being hurt by this shot that had no chance of being hurt by COVID. It's baffling to me.
Right.
You know, but I'm insane and dangerous because I'm like, time out here. It just, and then you have these schools all over the country that they're forcing high school students, middle school students. Like, what are they thinking? They know nothing about the shot. Why are they making these young, healthy people get it when there's no evidence to even suggest that it's going to stop the spread? I mean, it's just, I tell people, we really live in bizarro world.
Yeah.
We live in bizarro world. And I'm like the one of the only school owners that's willing to fight for our kids. And that I don't comprehend. I wish other school owners would say, stop. Kids that are 12 years old, time out. Parents, look at the data. Are you sure you want to give your child this? I'm telling you this because I care about you. I care about your child. Do you want to risk your child not waking up in 3 days when your child had a 99.99% survival rate and if they had no comorbidities? I mean, I spoke with a pediatric immunologist myself, and he saw over 3,500 cases at a nearby hospital. And of the 3,500 cases, one child died, but that child had many neurological comorbidities. So kids are not just dying for no reason, but they are from the shot. And that's what's sad.
Yeah, it's tragic. And it really is, in my view, it's a war against human beings by Big Pharma and those that own and control Big Pharma. I noted in a video the other day that I believe it's the Moderna CEO just entered the Billionaires Club because that stock has gone to $200 and an $80 billion market cap. And this is the only quote-unquote successful product they've ever launched. So I agree with you. This is bizarro world. I call it upside down world. I think maybe it was Paul Joseph Watson who came up with that term. But yeah, it's very Orwellian, this world in which we live. And here's the thing, Layla. You cite parents and you cite these other schools. So many people have lost their ability for critical thinking that it's a far greater percentage of society than I ever dreamt it was 15 years ago when I began my awakening. And, you know, I'll guarantee you that Washington Post reporter, the Bezos mercenary hitman, he will do a hit piece on me because I was honest with him about my views about this election, which I believe was rigged. And I'm waiting for those Maricopa County forensic audit results. He'll call me an election denier. I was very honest with him about this experimental biological kill shot, which he says he took, the Johnson & Johnson shot. He'll call me an anti-vaxxer. So at every step, they have these ad hominems to label us with because we critically think, because we use our critical thinking skills, and we're not going to rush out and get the experimental biological jab. And you want to protect your students. But what do they do in response to that, Layla? They come up with ad hominems. They attack your character.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. I mean, they've labeled me anti-vaxxer. They've labeled me all sorts of things. And at the end of the day, you know, I ask parents this question, okay? Do you know anything about the hepatitis B vaccine where they're giving it to one-day-old infants? A one-day-old infant. They're giving them, if a parent does not say, do not give my child the shot, they automatically will give your brand new baby a shot that has aluminum, all sorts of other crazy ingredients in it, okay? And it's supposed to protect this baby from what? Intravenous drug use or a sexually transmitted disease, okay? Now you tell me, what baby do you know that's hanging out with hookers or drug dealers?
I know.
None. Okay, so why are we taking this fragile, brand new immune system and injecting this baby with something that is 100% aluminum? It's aluminum. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that that an aluminum should not be given to a one-day-old baby. I don't care if it's even a drop. And so when parents call me an anti-vaxxer, I go, look, before you call me any names, you go and read every single ingredient and study every single ingredient that are in these vaccines. And you know what? There are plenty of studies out there that show vaccinated versus unvaccinated kids and the differences. You go study that because you're the one that's just blindly following the CDC and your pediatrician, who most likely also doesn't care about you. Pediatricians get paid $400 if they pump up your baby with vaccines by the time they're 2 years old and they give them at least 10 vaccines. I have this on a Blue Cross document that shows exactly what pediatricians get. So these pediatricians that are kicking parents out of their office by saying, you can't be here anymore because you're not allowing me to inject your baby, and your baby is now, you know, you're putting other kids at risk. It's nonsense. Okay. They're kicking you out because if they don't vaccinate 63% of their practice, they lose their bonus. So your baby is just a price tag. And these wellness visits are only to basically, you know, pump up your baby with some harmful ingredients.
I know. And it just, it outrages me because, you know, when I was a young parent, and we had our first two kids, we didn't know any better. And our kids got the vaccine. Our kids got all the vaccines, including that Hep B vaccine, probably on day one. And so when I discovered the things you just mentioned there, when I discovered the truth about the dangerous additives in these vaccines, including thimerosal, the mercury-based preservative, which by very nature is toxic and can cause brain damage, I got outraged and I wanted to share these truths with people because you can't get this truth from the mainstream whore media, which is in many cases under the control of Big Pharma.
It's sad. I mean, I know too many people who have badly vaccine injured kids. And when I hear people say that that's not true, it really breaks my heart because how could you look into the eyes of a mother who had a perfectly normal, healthy, beautiful child, and that child went from walking and talking to not walking or not talking, and tell that mom that it wasn't the shot? You know, it's just, there's so much evidence that if you just open your eyes and look, and if you want to look, you'll see that, you know, there's just a lot. There's a lot. And unfortunately, the information is out there, even though it's being censored like crazy. There are a lot of good people that are fighting the big fight. There are a lot of amazing doctors. And what the media has been doing is any doctor that speaks out against vaccines, they immediately label them an anti-vaxxer.
Right.
They immediately try and get the world to be after these people. And it's really sad. It's sad that that people are still falling for this strategy. Okay, I'm going to label you and attack you. And then everybody goes, all right, I'm going to stay away from that anti-vaxxer. It's really kind of like barbaric to me.
Yeah.
If somebody is expressing a different perspective and providing evidence, you know, I don't know if you know about the whistleblower from the CDC, William Thompson.
Yes.
The guy has somebody recorded him. Brian Hooker recorded him when he said, oh my God, I've done the worst thing ever. He basically was told to get rid of data that linked young Black kids being vaccinated at an early age to autism.
Yeah, I believe that's related to the MMR vaccine, correct?
Yeah. Absolutely. And the evidence is there. They're destroying the evidence. And it's sad. And it's, the information is out there. You can watch the documentary 1986, The Act, by Andrew Wakefield, who, you know, has lost his license and poured his heart and soul into helping really families tell their story. And that's what he does through documentaries. But they've just destroyed him. They destroyed his reputation, and that's their game. That's what they do, and it's quite sad.
Yeah, I agree. Well, as we wrap this up, I know that you're trying to hire more teachers. You mentioned to me just before I hit record that some recruiting firms will not help you find these new teachers because of their stance on vaccines. So again, I mean, the whole apparatus is just turned overtly fascist in my view.
Yeah, it's really sad. I mean, you know, we lost some teachers. We lost some teachers, obviously, that were upset about the vaccine ruling. And so we're looking to replace them now. And we're really looking for open-minded, progressive thinking teachers who want to teach in a collaborative way. We're really, really focused on problem solving, critical thinking, and just this progressive way of thinking. Like I said, our kids meditate every day, and we're looking for great teachers. So if you have any teachers out there, or we also have various other job postings, you can just go to our website, which is Centner, Centner academy.com, If you pull up our website, if you want to do a screen share, I can just show you at the top right-hand corner, there's a careers page. You can just click on the careers page and fill out your information and send your resume, and we will get that. And then also, if you want to play that song that I was telling you about that a beautiful soul wrote for this cause, his name is David Anka. And you can follow him at I Am David Anka. He is actually writing songs to help children that are being impacted by this tyranny. You can also follow him on Facebook, but it's a really beautiful song that he wrote, and it's just been fun sharing it with everybody. It's been specifically for this cause of saving our children.
Okay, yeah, fantastic. Send me the song, and maybe I'll play it right here, or as I tag this thing out like I normally do, thanking my guests, which I will do right now. Layla Centner, thank you so much for being a truth teller. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for standing by your students, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
And now, friends, as I always do, I want to thank each and every one of you as we sound up on this piece of music that Layla sent me. Before we go, though, a special thank you to our subscribe stars and to our members at sgtreport.tv. We're all under attack by a system which at this point in human history is quite obviously fascist, authoritarian, and tyrannical. So God bless you all for standing with us. Thank you for your support. And friends, for real news 24/7, you can visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family.
I'm weak, but I know you are not. But by the boogeyman, run away when you walk through the door. I'm safe and loved in your arms. But I know you are not.
Diversifying your investments is a lot like building a sports team. Each asset plays a different role. You have offensive players, assets that make gains and pay dividends. but equally important is your defensive line, assets that will protect the value of your investment. There's a 5,000-year-old asset that's seen just about every world crisis that ever was and thrived anyway. That's gold and precious metals, the oldest hedge against inflation and disaster, and your stability insurance. Put it into an IRA and you even defer the tax on all of the gains until you retire, so you get compound growth on all of it. That can add extra thousands of dollars to your funds over the years. Take out an IRA with Noble Gold this month, and along with their first-class service, they'll gift you a 1/10 ounce gold bullion American Eagle coin. To find out more, go to their website, noblegoldinvestments.com, or call 877-646-5347. Again, noblegoldinvestments.com. Bitcoin recently sank below $40,000, and the world is celebrating because the most successful investors buy when everyone else is selling, and they sell when everyone else is buying. But crypto is a risky investment. Its potential for loss is just as great as its potential for gains. That's why when you invest, you need to have peace of mind that you're investing through a secure platform that has your back so you can concentrate on the investing. My Digital Money is a crypto IRA platform that provides you that and more. They offer an unparalleled military-grade cold storage for your crypto using ex-military bunkers. Your cryptos are in very good hands. They also offer some of the most comprehensive insurance. And because this was created by Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, MDM offers the same U.S.-based company client service. You can call them right now and get an actual person to help you with any issue or answer any of your questions. MDM will help you open and maintain your crypto IRA. So go to their website now and check it out, mydigitalmoney.com. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.